All right. We in this bitch, man. This motherfucker working, man. Hey, yo, episode 183, man. Thin line between. Look, you know the fuck you at, man. I ain't got to go through the whole motherfucking spiel. You know the fuck I am. You know why you here. I know why you here. Let's go ahead and get into this great motherfucking me content, man.
Welcome to Raw is OG.
You know, Hatch, man, you know the fuck that nigga playing on me, man.
You know it. DJ. Hit me! Fuck it up. Yes, sir. What's poppin' with y'all? And welcome back to another motherfucking episode of the Thin Line Between Genius and Insanity podcast, hosted by yours truly. Oh, gee, now spin that block, man. Spin that motherfucking block right now.
Wow.
Spin it. Spin that bitch. Spin that motherfucking block, man. Always let them motherfuckers in the back know your boys always been.
For the bitches, nigga.
Your boys always been the highest, flyest, coolest, smoothest, host of them all. Oh, gee. Hatch, what the fuck it is, man. What's poppin' with y'all, man? Hopefully out there looking good, feeling good, staying safe. There's a whole lot of shit going on in the trenches. Tell shit each and every episode. Once a shout out to everybody around the world that's tapped and joined the conversation, man. I truly appreciate all the love and support. Let's keep building this empire brick by motherfucking me brick. If you tapped in on YouTube at OG Hatch TV, ring that bell, subscribe to the channel, all the good shit that YouTube said, leave a like. If you're on DSPs, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, et cetera, man. Rate the podcast, man. Let's get this podcast in the right hands. Man, tell a friend, OG Hatch got a motherfucking show. Episode 180 fucking three, Jesus.
Wow.
On the grind 200, man. This shit not stopping for a motherfucking me. So look, I got two jobs, nigga. I got two of them. I work from 6 to 11 at night, my nigga. We still grinding, but this shit not stopping the motherfucking me show, man. We on the grind 200, man. Phase 2 has been fucking epic. We gonna finish out on a motherfucking me high motherfucking note. Look, man, it's a whole lot on docket I want to get into. So we're going to jump right into it. You know, I don't know how long the episode will be. We do got a big fight that's coming up very motherfucking me soon. We got the Francis Ngannou versus Tyson Fury. Now, I know all the friends of this show that follow me on social media. I know y'all probably sucking your lips type shit.
Wow.
You know, so I know you probably saying this bitch ass nigga. I talked a lot of shit about this fight, okay? I was not hyped about this fight, but now that I know it's today, that's kind of like the only thing I want to watch type shit. So we're going to record, man. I'm going to try to knock out a great episode for you guys. And I want to make sure I catch up with that fight, man. It's my only motherfucking me off day. So I truly just want to sit back and enjoy and relax. And, you know what I'm saying, kick my feet up, man. I got to get back in the trenches tomorrow. But it's a whole lot of shit I want to get into the docket, man. Let's go ahead and jump right into it. You know, as a black man, not only in America, but in this world, this shit can be very, very motherfucking tricky, B. And the reason why I say that is because we have a hard time identifying those people that we can put our trust in, our faith in, and goddamn it, that we just feel has our back in our desperate times of need. You know, a common thing that's going on in the world right now, sadly, is war. And if you notice, anytime that things have kicked off with these wars, the U.S. has sent over assistance. Why? Because we are allies with these people. You need allies in your times of need. You need allies in your corner. God damn it, for your own sanity, you need to know in your times of need, you can depend on at least one person. One person. You see, when it comes to allies, I prefer allies over friends, because friends, let's be honest, man, friends are more intimate. I don't throw around the F word that motherfucking me loosely. If you truly ask me how many friends I had, I'd be like, bro, I don't really have any friends, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. Grown ass man, what the fuck I did? Friends? I ain't looking for no fucking friends. I ain't out here meeting people for friends. If we meet each other, I'm either fucking you or we got some money lined up. That's just how the fuck the game
goes. Wow.
I'm pushing 30, man. I ain't out here trying to go grab a drink with no fucking body. For fucking what, brother? Nigga, I got shit to do, okay? Okay. But I prefer allies. And, you know, I was sitting back, you know what I'm saying, last night. And I wasn't even high, you know what I'm saying? And I was thinking, you know, as a black person, you know, we all grew up in similar households, you know what I'm saying? I think in a black family, I can only speak about my experience and my people. In a black family, you have a mix of everything in our households. You know what I'm saying? If you have a big enough family, you've seen it all type shit. And if you have a smaller family, you just been around your other siblings, or if you just have a dynamic fucking duo in the house, you pretty much seen it all. And a lot of times, when you have these similar households, we all kind of grow up the same, but we kind of find ways to differentiate type shit, right? And I was sitting back and I was thinking about, as a black person in my life, or as a black man in America, on the enemy's list, how does it go type shit? And as I was starting to go through my list, obviously, number one, you got to say white people.
That's just, wow.
That's not, let's just get the obvious out of the way. What the fuck I'm going to say? Asians? Like, what the fuck? They ain't never did shit to me. Like,
wow.
The Asians ain't never did shit to me. The Mexicans ain't never did shit to me. So just a black person in America, the obvious answer is, I'll take Caucasians for 100, please. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, obviously, unless you list the white people first. But when you get to number two, I don't think a lot of people will want to admit it, but as a black man in America, black women come in a very close second to number two on the enemies list.
Wow.
It's fucking, I don't know how this dynamic became a thing, but that is the motherfucking me facts. We can't bullshit ourselves and be like, oh, it's the whites and it's the Asians. You know what I'm saying? No, it literally goes white people. They're fucking black women. Yeah, fam, I was on social media today, right? And I had a docket together, but I'm just going to go off the top of the fucking dome. Fuck it. I was on social media, right? And I'm scrolling through social media. And I'm seeing this clip of Ari, Moneybagg Yo's girlfriend, the one with the super crazy fat dumb ass. Yes, oh my God. Thomas the Two. Yeah, her. It's a clip of her meeting her father, I guess, right? And she's having that moment with you weren't there and you feel like just because you pay child support, that's enough. And he kind of said, yeah. Now, let me be the first to say, I don't support that. But let me also be the first to say, you should be actually grateful that he at least was doing that. I don't like comparing people's situations. I don't like doing that. So I don't really want to interject myself into this, but I've seen households where there was no fucking child support being given and childs compared to households where there was child support being given. I'm not here to put any fucking man on the foot to which will say who's better, but I'm tired of motherfuckers just acting like you didn't get nothing when there's people who actually didn't get shit and we never hear them fucking complaining. We never hear them truly motherfucking complaining. But with this clip circulating, I came across so many motherfucking me tweets, and it was talking about it's sad because majority of black fathers feel this fucking way.
Wow.
Fucking horses, bitches. Every fucking black father I know take care of their fucking kids.
Wow.
I don't know one that would rather pay child support than take care of their fucking kids.
Wow.
We gotta stop this fucking bullshit. And you know who the people who was saying this shit? It was fucking black women. This shit is fucking sickening to me. How the fuck? I'm so sick and tired of the bullshit. I'm fucking taking it there. You bitches got me fucked up. You bitches got us fucked up. How the fuck are we supposed to cherish and nurture y'all the whole time, all day? All we see is y'all talking about how we ain't shit. How am I supposed to come up to a black woman and my fucking mentality is supposed to appreciate her as a fucking black queen when her automatic projection of me is, I'm not going to take care of the motherfucking kids if she get pregnant.
Wow.
I can't provide for the motherfucking me household. I ain't this. I ain't that. You know how wide bitches' eyes get when they see my motherfucking me degree, bro?
Wow.
Oh, my fucking God. And when early on, when I started, you know what I'm saying, my degree was sitting out and bitches' eyes started getting big. Oh, the head was lovely. Oh, I fucking loved it. But motherfucker, as time got on, I started to get offended. Bitch, what do you think when you see me? You think I'm some dumb knucklehead, dumb fuck? Bitch, are you crazy? Look, man, this life shit is hard, but a lot of this shit ain't that motherfucking me hard. You can do the bare minimum and get a lot of this shit done. So what the fuck do you truly think of me? And it's never the fucking white chicks that do that. It's never the fucking Puerto Rican chicks. It's never the fucking Mexican chicks. It's never fucking them that do that. It's always the ones that look like me. It's always the ones that I'm coming on this fucking platform trying to make sure they fucking mental right when my shit fucked up. What the fuck is this? Majority of men. No, the fuck they don't. No, the fuck they don't. Why y'all never talk about, you know what's so crazy about this shit, bro, this life shit? And I'm gonna keep it being with you. You know what's so crazy about this life shit? You know, as kids, as a child grows, gets older, they start to understand a lot of shit the parents did when they was, you know, growing up in life. You know, like a lot of my homeboys that got kids now, they kind of understand why they pops and they moms, you know what I'm saying, had squabbles and shit like that. You know, as I got older, me and my mom's relationship got a lot better. Because I started to understand how real shit really was.
Wow.
And a lot of times, but I gotta be real with you, I've never ever heard a fucking woman or a female acknowledge the fucking the problems between the mother and the father during their upbringing. It's always been placed on the motherfucking me father. The only time it's ever been placed on the mama, if the mama got some crazy ass drinking problem, she in and out of motherfucking me. That's the only time when it's like a clear example of mama just not being shit. The mama gave up custody. You ever notice the only time a mama ain't shit and she just gave up custody?
Wow.
What the fuck is this? There's so many motherfucking me levels you can get to before you give up custody to be an ain't shit parent. Y'all do realize that, right? It's like women feel like that's the only thing a woman can do to be looked at as an ain't shit parent. But for a man, if that nigga pay child support late 1 month, he ain't paying shit. He ain't shit. Why is he on child support in the first place, bitch? Let's be honest with each other. Let's be honest with the situation. Let's truly be honest with the shit. I'm just sick of the bullshit, brothers and sisters. I'm tired of looking up and all I see is motherfucking me women that look like me talking shit about niggas that look like me. What the fuck do you really want me to tell you what I think about you? Because in public, I got to act like you a bad bitch. That's what I got. In public, I got to act like you a bad bitch. Oh, I got to heart your pics and shit. I got to make sure your motherfucking me confidence and mental is A-O motherfucking me K. Bitch, you ain't shit. You still live with your fucking peoples. Bitch, you in your early 20s with multiple kids. What are you? You're not going nowhere no time soon. You got the typical motherfucking me lifestyle that the rest of you bitches got. You either fuck a registered nurse. You're probably doing OnlyFans now. Yeah, the only you know the most ironic, you know the most out there job I seen a bitch doing. I had to tip my cap to a bitch. She was an electrician.
Wow.
Big booty bad bitch. She was an electrician. Every day I seen her overalls and shit, hard hat on in between the motherfucking drywall, putting the wires in. I said, now that bitch right there is different. All you other bitches, you wiping old people asses and you think you can talk shit to me? Are you fucking serious? What the fuck do you really do, ho? But we supposed to sit back and act like y'all the beautiful black queens. Bitch, y'all ain't shit, okay? Step your fucking game up. I'm tired of bullshit. Majority of black fathers. No, because just because your father wasn't shit, don't put that on everybody else. And also, and let's keep it a bean. Like I said, y'all never acknowledge the bullshit and the fuck shit y'all mamas was doing. You know how you kind of get older and the beef you got with your mama? What the fuck you think it was like for the nigga she was just fucking? She treats you like that. She's supposed to love you for with every ounce of blood in her body. How you think she was treating niggas she was just fucking? See, women never put them two and two together. I'm so sick and motherfucking me tired of that shit, bro. As a black man in America, it truly goes white people, black women. I don't know why is those my top two enemies, bro? Why? I don't have any allies. Ain't that fucked up? I don't got no allies. God damn it, that's why I'm jealous of the LGBTQ alphabet community. They got so many allies. They got allies. They just make up allies. You want to become an ally? Make up a group. You become an alphabet, god damn it. As a black man in America, we have nobody. And god damn it, we trying to rob and kill each other. We don't have nobody. I don't have nobody. I look, niggas, I start holding my pockets tight. Tight. This shit is outrageous, man. These bitches don't be shit, bro. I'm just so sick and tired of seeing that shit, man. I'm so sick and tired of seeing that shit. And you just go on social media, dog. If you just go on, that's all you see. Like, you just scroll up and down the timeline when people just talking shit about black men. It's never no white people. It ain't never no racist shit. It literally be bitches that look like us. That's mind-boggling to me, dog. That's my, and you know what's so fucking crazy, bro, while I'm on this shit? We the only fucking race that, like, highlight the scum shit. Like, for real, like, I ain't never heard another, like, white people be like, white fathers do this. You know what I'm saying? Mexican fathers do that. You know what I'm saying? Italian fathers do. I never heard that shit before. We the only race that straight on that say we doing some black people shit. We the only people that do that shit. And we only highlight the bullshit. We never highlight the dope shit for real. The only dope shit we try to highlight is some hip-hop bullshit. If it gotta be some colorful clothes or some designery bullshit, no, fuck the bullshit. We the only race that do that shit. I ain't never heard no white chicks, no white dudes, no Mexican chicks, I ain't never heard them sit back and be like, oh, some fucking, yo, black parents, only people that, Mexican parents, only people that do this. They've never singled themselves out like that. They talk shit about other races. We the only race that talk shit about our motherfucking self. Ain't that crazy?
Wow.
Where did that come from? Is that slave shit? What? Which slave did that? Who's the one that started that bullshit? That was did that come from the slave mentality bullshit? Because we the only ones that tear ourselves down, my nigga. I'm talking about, it's so fucking, and you like, a lot of times I'd be like telling motherfuckers, like, because like the people I was saying like black fathers this, black fathers that, a lot of them don't really even be interacting with other races like that. Like, a lot of them don't even really know what the fuck is going on in other cultures, A, because they don't talk about it in other cultures. They don't express that shit out in the public. And B, these motherfuckers don't even be linking with other cultures and other races like that to even know what the fuck is going on. Because to act like black people are the only ones who have fathers that don't be in motherfuckers' lives is fucking foolish.
Bitch. Wow.
You don't think trailer parks exist? It's like motherfuckers always kill me when they talk about white people like trailer parks don't exist. What the fuck do you think trailer parks are for white people? The fucking bottom of the bottom, bitch. How many motherfucking me kids, white kids you know that don't got their fathers, who fathers be beating their motherfucking me mama's ass over a six pack of beer? How many times have y'all heard that story over and over again? But yet, still and still, y'all think black people is the only race of people who got some fucked up fathers. How many times, bro? This shit is bothersome to me, dog. It's so fucking bothersome to me. And if it was, you know what I'm saying, fair game, if I openly seen white people doing it to their own people, Mexicans doing it to their own people, you know what I'm saying? I don't even, like, if I seen that, I promise you, I wouldn't even say shit. I'd be like, you know what? That's how it's supposed to be. Call motherfuckers up for being some Asian shit motherfuckers. But when you just see your own people doing it, and if black men do that to black women, they get fucking canceled. They get fucking called out about it. The whole time we supposed to sit back. I can't get over this fact, yo. Like, I can't even get through my fucking docket because I can't get over the fact that I'm supposed to sit here and make sure black women's mental is up here, well, all fucking day, every fucking day. They fucking emasculate us. This ain't even about no Jada Pinkett. Prime example, goddammit. Prime motherfucking example. Have y'all ever seen a white woman do that? Have y'all ever seen a Mexican woman do that? Don't worry, I'll wait. Have you ever fucking seen it? You see how comfy that bitch is, man. And this ain't the first time. You know, like, when Quavo and Saweetie had broke up, and then when Takeoff had got killed, that's when the bitch went to drop a diss track.
Wow.
Have you ever seen, like, a Madonna or somebody do that? You ever seen Adele or somebody, Christina Aguilera or somebody do that like that? Have you ever seen that shit, man? This shit happens over and over and over again in our community, bro. Look, I'm not trying to sit here and say that black men are just, you know what I'm saying? We don't, niggas don't be fucking up. No, I'm not sitting here saying that. But goddamn, you know, like when you got friends and like when you and your friends is out and your friends get into it and shit and your friend was really wrong, but in public, you don't really say the nigga wrong. You just got his back type shit. But when y'all get back to the spot, you be like, yo, my nigga, what you was on some bullshit. You know how that's how that plays out. How everybody appreciates that. How everybody wants that and expects that from their friends. Ain't it fucked up? We can't expect that same thing from black women. Ain't that fucked up? You can't have my back in public. I mean, then you can on your statuses and posts. That's getting all this engagement, that's getting you to go viral and getting you all these clicks and shit, bitch. You can't have my back, but give me a DM that's talking greasy to them. You can't do that. You can't give me that direct smoke. You can't do that. Look, man, that shit crazy, man. I think I'm done, man. I legit think I'm done because I'm that fucking disturbed and I'm that fucking bothered that there's no end in sight with this shit. Because at the end of the day, after I record this, after this shit gets published, after I go to sleep and I wake up, I'm still going to be the same guy that's going to be championing black women. I'm still going to be the same guy because I know I got a black mama. I know that I'm black. I want these women to feel like the queens they truly are. And I know I'm still going to have egg on my motherfucking me face when I'm expecting these same women to show me that same love in return. And once again, I'm not speaking about other cultures because other races because I'm not a part of their race. I want to bring a white guy on here and he can sit here and tell me he feels the same way his race. That white women are just tearing them down all motherfucking me day long. I want to bring a fucking Mexican guy in here and ask him, do the fucking mamacitas, do they tear y'all down? You know, it's so crazy. We supposed to have the biggest dicks, but we get disrespected the most.
Wow.
What the fuck is going on? I really want to brown. You know what? That's what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to go on the motherfucking me strip one day, and I'm just asking it. Fuck asking motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's what I'm going to do. I ain't finna ask no motherfucking me body, you know, no sex questions. I don't give a fuck about your sex questions. Let me ask about your upbringing in this bitch. Yo, Do the women in y'all race tell y'all ain't shit every day? Do they do that? That's what the fuck I want to know. Let's have some real conversations around this bitch. Because I know what they do in my shit. I know what they do to the ones that look like me. I know what they do. I know exactly what the fuck they do. They expect the world but don't give shit in return. Come on, man. Come on, man. Not me. Not fucking me. But moving on, man. Hey, I want to get into this Tyrese situation real fast, man. You know, this Tyrese situation is very, very sad. It's crazy it is. It's crazy as people has looked at Tyrese over the years. Always sad, man. Time reveals the truth 100% of the time. You can't put a time frame on it. It can be tomorrow, a week from now, a month, et cetera, et cetera. But eventually time comes out. Hell, the fucking Emmett Till situation, the lady didn't tell the actual truth until she was on her fucking deathbed.
Wow.
The truth always comes out. And in times, man, it's what people go through on waiting on that truth to actually come out. And it's crazy as people think Tyrese was, thought he was, and how he looked, him having the psychotic meltdown, him having to get on medication and things of that nature. As crazy as he was being looked at, this situation is even crazier to me. You know, Tyrese had that situation where he had, you know, he was married to a young woman, had a kid with her, got divorced. That's when the memes and shit start flowing around. What more do you want from me? Like, all that shit. Like, that was a phase, brother. That was a time frame where he was down there from lose his spots in the Fantastic the Fast Six movies and shit like that. When he was coming off the Transformers, like, niggas was looking at him crazy. He ended up getting divorced. He ended up having to pay $20,000 a month in child support. And nobody ever truly understood, like, why he was going so motherfucking me crazy. Like, niggas just thought Tyrese was lying this entire time. Like, Tyrese had built up that image of people looking at him as a non-serious person. Like, people just looked at him and just took him as a fucking joke. Looked at him as some type of caricature instead of a real fucking person. So anything he ever said, motherfuckers thought he was lying. Tyrese kind of built the same image as Soulja Boy. Like, yeah, motherfuckers know Soulja Boy doing good for himself. But anything Soulja Boy says, you're not going to believe it. It can be true as fuck. Niggas gonna have to actually see the shit. You know how when Tyler Perry bought all that motherfucking land and built his own lot and shit, he had to bring motherfuckers to come see the shit? Like, that's how it is with Tyrese and Soulja Boy. Like, niggas gotta see it to believe it type shit. And until they believe it, until they see it, they will never believe it. Tyrese having to pay $20,000 a month is crazy. But to know a man had got divorced for absolutely nothing. Tyrese tells the story that nothing went wrong. And when Tyrese was saying this, people just didn't believe it. It was assumptions that something had to take place. Tyrese said, yo, this with nothing was going wrong. We was happy. We was in love. We had a baby. She was there one day, and the next day she wasn't. She literally just left this nigga with the kid. Like, she just dipped. She just left. And hit this nigga over the head with divorce papers and alimony and all child support, all this shit. All that shit, which will obviously led Tyrese to believe this woman never loved him in the first place. And all men, we have to open our eyes, bro. When women can leave you so quick, or when women can do anything so quick that'll shift their whole caring and loving nature towards you, fam, it was never truly real. It was an act the entire time. It was an act the entire time. I'm pretty sure she looked at that as maybe he made her mad one day on some goofy doofy shit, and she said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna leave this nigga. I'm gonna keep getting this bag from this nigga. I don't necessarily have to put up with this bullshit." I'm pretty sure that was her mentality from the get fucking go. From the get go, this nigga's in all the Fast and Furious movies, bitch. He's in Transformers. You want to get gritty with this shit? He's in Belly, bitch. He's in waist deep. You know what I'm saying? That's him, okay? That is him. So it's wild to me that this situation even took place in the first place. But I want to play this clip that his ex-wife, she went on a podcast and she talked about divorce that went down between her and Tyrese that shed so much fucking light on this situation. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
If I had different people in my ear at that time, I would not have made that decision. No, I wouldn't. And that's the truth. I try my very best at this point in my life to be what I didn't have in that moment. Because I think that I was, women were like, I'm an extremely emotional person. People that know me know that about me. I'm the kind of person that, like, okay, this was wrong, and I can ruminate. I can get so lost in my thoughts. I know a lot of women are like that. Like, we're a lot, not all of us, right? But some of us are. Just like a lot of men can be like that. But I know women specifically, I'm ready to be done. I'm ready to be done. I'm ready to be done. I can't stand this. He don't do this. He don't do that. Blah, 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 blah. And we're just focusing on these things. Yeah. And because you don't have a certain person in your life to say, to check you and say, sis, What about this? What about this? What about these streets? What about what he's not doing? What, like, those types of things. That can get you thinking about the positive aspects of this person.
Okay, bitch. Not for the fucking hoopla. You talking in fucking circles. In shorter words, you left this nigga for nothing.
Wow.
Y'all had a disagreement. May have been an argument. You may have told that nigga to mow the lawn that day, and he didn't. He forgot. He's Tyrese. He's black fucking Ty, bitch. What the fuck? It was a small argument that led to something. You see, you were mad. And that led to you leaving. That led to you divorcing this man. Now you're trying to blame you having the wrong friends. No, I'm pretty sure you had the type of friends who told you to leave that nigga. I'm pretty sure you had friends who actually weren't in relationships. I'm pretty sure they weren't married. And I'm pretty goddamn sure they weren't married to an A-list fucking actor.
Wow.
Are you fucking serious? See, a lot of times, man, people got to talk about the bag fumbling, man. You know what I'm saying? When you fumble a motherfucking me bag, that hurt more than anything. See, she ain't love Tyrese, man. What that interview was about, oh, that bitch is mad because now them bills is rolling in. Yeah, she getting that $20,000 a month, but she got to spend that shit. When she wouldn't have to spend the motherfucking thing. See, life does get harder when you ultimately leave that, man. You had women in your fucking life. You probably was the woman that was married out the group. Your other friends were probably single or just dating, casually fucking whomever the fuck they wanted to. Or probably dating some, you know what I'm saying, hot, you know what I'm saying, athlete at the time. Nothing too serious. They probably weren't tied down. And you looked at that lifestyle and envied that shit. You probably was looking in the mirror thinking you still fucking had it. Thinking that it is what the fuck it is. You see your little friends being fast doing what the fuck they doing. Yeah, they opinionated as fuck right now. They very motherfucking opinionated because they ain't got shit to fucking rely on when they get home. They ain't got no horse in the fucking race. You left that man for fucking nothing. The whole time we sitting back like, why is Tyrese acting like this? You want to know why Tyrese was acting like that? Because Tyrese truly thought he found the woman of his fucking dreams.
Wow.
Tyrese truly thought that she was the one. Tyrese was doing everything right by the book. No cheating, no none of that. No going out, no none of that. Tyrese, in his own words, changed his entire life for this woman. And for her to just get up and poof, be gone on the nigga, yes, I can see why that nigga was mentally fucked up. I can see why. When you get mentally mind-fucked and plagued like that, see, motherfuckers got to put this shit into the proper perspective. Yes, mentally he was fucked. He thought the shit was real, so his heart is broken. Now, not only his heart is broken, he can't just go to sleep smoking some weed and move on and try to, you know what I'm saying, go to the gym on the bitch and make her regret the shit on the gram. He can't do that shit. You want to know why? Because he got to get a bitch $20,000 a motherfucking month.
Wow.
This shit real, nigga. Look, bro, as a nigga who ain't really rich, nigga never mistaken me for being rich. You know when I knew this inflation shit was crazy? When I started hearing rich people complain about gas.
Wow.
When I started hearing rich people complain about gas? My nigga. That's all I need to motherfucking me here to stop motherfucking me treating myself like a broke-ass, bitch-ass nigga.
Wow.
For a short amount of time, I was like, yo, bro, I gotta get my fucking grind up. Like, something ain't right. I'm feeling myself. No, nigga, when it's rich people complaining about gas, that lets me know, nigga, everybody pockets is getting a hit right now. Everybody. And to have this bitch play you, mind fuck you, come through here, swindle you, you know, you just gone thinking you done found the one, you done married the bitch, you done gave the bitch a baby. And the whole time it was a ruse. The whole time? Because there's no way you love that man because he didn't cheat on you. He didn't put his hands on you. He didn't do shit. Maybe it was a little tiff. Maybe it was an argument. Maybe it was a rocky couple of motherfucking days. I don't know a woman who's dating a broke nigga that let a rocky couple days get be the reason. It's usually a nigga, you know, have you seen Steve Wilkos? I watch Steve Wilkos, man, I swear to God. A nigga will be beating, he'll be beating and cheating a bitch for 10 years. 10 motherfucking me years. And hey, she'll come on Steve Wilkos and say, Steve, if he failed this lie detector test, I'm leaving him. And Steve look at her and say, well, why wouldn't when he punched you in the goddamn face on a third story floor and you fell out the window and broke your goddamn collarbone, why wasn't that the reason to leave? Why when he started starting matches and lighting them up against your child's face, why wasn't that the time to leave? Or why wasn't the time he came home drunk with his boys and you was asleep and he fucking raped your ass? Why wasn't that the fucking time to leave? Why is this piece of paper the time to fucking leave? You know how many times I done seen that show, Steve Wilkos? And this bitch finna sit here and tell me she left this multi-million dollar nigga, this A-list celebrity for fucking nothing? You left him for nothing. You know what that spells, bitch? You dropped the baby and knew that's all you needed to be good for the rest of your fucking life.
Wow.
Man, these bitches don't be shit, man. I'm telling you, bro. They don't be shit, man. I mean, look, dude, like, that family, that marriage and all that shit would be lovely if that shit didn't have any ties to, like, financial shit. If marriage and all that shit truly was what people make it out to be, like, growing up, you kind of look at marriage as, oh, my God, these two people just love each other. And, oh, my God, the bond is like the reason they're together for all these years is because their love just didn't die. No, fuck no, man. He ain't leaving that bitch because financially, it'll kill that nigga. I'm telling you, man, this shit is sickening, bro. The older I get, the more I start learning about the financials, the more I start, you know what I'm saying, see my life take shape, I don't see that shit in my future, man. I'd be fucking damn, dude. I'd be fucking damn. It ain't worth it. If you just can't be with me, I'll do the whole ceremony shit. Because I ain't going to lie, I've been to a wedding. That shit was kind of cool. That shit was lit. The food was great. I have one of those. But I'm not signing no fucking paper. I'm doing the Kanye West, bitch. Yes, you can go around and tell people we married. You got a ring. You know what I mean? You can suck my dick on boats and shit. But, like, if you think we finna sign some papers and you finna be entitled to any fucking thing, bitch, you're smoking crack. That's the same way I feel about this Jada Pink. I think the only reason Will ain't leaving this bitch is truly because she'll take that nigga shit. Bitch, you ain't built a fuck. You ain't put a brick in place in this motherfucking me foundation. You ain't did shit but lay on your fucking back. That's all you fucking did. Lay on your motherfucking back. Probably made some fucking... You probably made some bacon and cleaned the fucking house. But I'm pretty fucking sure they got maids around that bitch. So all you truly fucking did for this nigga was lay on your fucking back. You big head bitch. Oh my fucking God. Man, I'll take it through on these hoes, man. We lit. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck today, man. Man, look, man. It's sad because we hear it time and time again about women having friends who don't be having a man and voicing their opinions and don't be the women who sit there and be the solid friend and be like, girl, you need to come over for a night. We'll talk about it. But in the morning, go back home to your fucking man. That's why I always say those usually be the fat friends. That's why niggas always fuck with the fat friends unless you're just a straight up bitch. Those usually be the friends that niggas always be like, you know what? That's the one. That's the one we lean to. That's the one we call when we going through shit and we can't get our girl on the phone type shit. Women need more of those. But I think that shit is heightened also with social media, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think women can get on social media and just see the Drea Michelles, you know what I'm saying? The Evelyn Lozadas and shit like that. You can see all these women who are bad, who got the spotlight, who got some type of clout, and you see them posting these pics on IG and shit like that, and you see them putting these captions up talking about they happy and all this bullshit, or you see them posting up a picture with their significant other on a fucking vacation. Women, or they in the club with their friends, you know what I'm saying, bottle popping and showing some love and hip-hop shit. Women who actually got a man or a husband, they looking at that shit like, I want to go do that. I don't want to be in the house with this kid and this baby with this nigga who, quote-unquote, made me fucking mad.
Wow.
Like I said, Tyrese ain't cheat on this woman. He ain't beat this woman. He didn't do shit. She said it. She was in her emotions and her feelings, and she didn't have the right people in her corner to say, look at the things he's not doing. Come on, man. Like I said, bad friends, where's your mom at? Where's your sisters at? Where are those women? See, I never fucking hear women talk about their mom and their sisters being their fucking, their inner circle about this type of shit. I've never heard them talk about, it's always a fucking raggedy head ass friends. What about your mama, who either was fucking with your father for fucking 27 years, pumping out you and your motherfucking me brothers? Or what about your mama, who was a single goddamn mama, who raised you, nigga, off her own motherfucking me blood, sweat, and tears? Either motherfucking way it went, she gonna tell your ass to fucking stay there and be with that fucking man. Because she know what the fuck, she know what real love is, or she know how real shit can be. You never fucking hear women talking about how what they mama and they sisters was doing. It's always the wrong people in their ears, always they fucking friends. Not even a fucking friend they knew from kindergarten. It's always a bitch you knew for 5 years.
Wow.
It's your best friend, you knew this bitch for 5 years. Why she know the ins and outs of our relationship? You knew this bitch for 5 years.
Wow.
What? You know how many people I know for 5 years, I don't even know they real name? I just say sup to them all the time, so I don't gotta get caught up in not knowing their fucking name. Oh my fucking God, man. Look, bitches, man. This is for all the dogs, man.
Wow.
This is for all the dogs, man. I don't give a fuck. I'm back, bitch. We lit in this bitch.
Man, I fell down to my knees when the law came.
It's for all the motherfuckers.
Man, I fell down to my knees when the law came.
And you know it's crazy? Because it just doesn't stop with Tyrese's ex-wife. It goes to the matriarch of this whole Kardashian family as well. You know, Kris Jenner recently came out and said the reason why she cheated on Rob Kardashian in the first place is because she thought the grass was greener on the other side. Let me repeat that. She said she cheated on her husband because she thought the grass was greener on the other fucking side.
Wow.
Oh my God. You, man, are you serious? Because you thought the grass was green. Look, this may sound wild as fuck, but you know men, a lot of times when men cheat, they typically know the woman that they cheating with ain't better than the woman that they truly got. It's just something about our dick that gets hard, and a lot of times we make bad decisions. It's never a thought process of the grass is greener on the other side. See, when you say shit like the grass is greener on the other side, that means you emotionally invested in this shit. That means you sat back and weighed out the pros and cons of some shit and truly went with your best fucking judgment. That means you knew what you was doing was fucking wrong. That wasn't no here-the-moment shit. That wasn't no here-the-moment shit. All this shit is the same, man. You not finna sit here and tell me that Tyrese's ex-wife just up and did that in the heat of the moment. Because you not finna sit here and tell me that was the first time you was in your emotions about some shit. That was the first time y'all had some type of rift. No, I'm pretty sure you had those moments before you had the baby. I'm pretty sure you had those moments before you got married. It's ironic that, yes, once those two motherfucking meat walls get bust through, now is I'm leaving. I can't do this shit no more. This nigga ain't cut the motherfucking meat crust off the bread. I can't do it no more. This shit don't be in the heat of the moment with these bitches, man. This for all the dogs. Earth, earth, bitch. This is fucking crazy to me. And this is before Instagram with Kris Jenner. This is back in the fucking day. So I'm trying to imagine what could she have seen that she thought the grass was green. This is Robert fucking Kardashian, bitch. He's him. He was him. It just goes to show, man, like, that's you know how they always say, like, a woman always, like, when she got a boyfriend, she knows her next boyfriend before she even breaks up before with the nigga she with. You know how they always said that, fam? I truly believe that. I truly fucking believe that. Because women, they think shit out more. I ain't gonna lie, they think shit out a lot more. The successful ones. You know, so I'm talking about Kris Jenner and the bitch who just finessed Tyrese. I ain't talking about you bottom of the barrel bitches. I'm talking about the ones who, the real conniving one, the real menacing one, the ones who actually succeed with the mind fuck. I had a chick recently trying to mind fuck me. Bitch, you're crazy. It's not going to work. I may be battling, you know what I'm saying, mood swings and depression and all that shit. I was more fucked up a few years ago. Now, bitch, please, I'm Neo with this shit. You can't touch me, bitch. I'm Neo and MC Hammer. You can't touch this, bitch. Are you crazy? Had a bitch straight try to manipulate me and mind fuck me, gaslight me. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Because my senses are heightened right now. Right now, it's cool to play niggas. Right now, it's cool to seem like you got, you know what I'm saying, big balls. You know what I'm saying? You ain't making no fool out of hats. Can't do it. I can't allow myself to be played with like that. And really, it's 9 times out of 10, well, majority of the time, a lot of this shit comes down to what the women truly feel about the men. If they don't respect you, they really will treat you like a piece of shit. They really will. They really motherfucking will. I've been around a bunch of ain't shit bitches who had some respect for me and didn't play me, but I knew what their true nature was. You know what I'm saying? And it was pain. It was, you know, when you got some money, you know, as a kid, and it burned a hole in your pocket. When the bitch ain't shit, trust me, brother, it's coming eventually. She got to get that shit out of her system, man. She got to. And this is not to sit here and say that all women are like this. 99.8% of them are.
Wow.
99.8% of them are. You find that 0.2%, brother, you are lucky. You have met a great woman, a great mother. You've met her. Go be happy. Get out these streets, retire your jersey. Until then, be James Harden, be Jason Tatum, be Bradley Beal, be Devin Booker. Why am I naming these cats? These are all niggas who get their what? Shots up.
Wow.
Get them fucking shots up, man. Because you know she's doing it on the motherfucking me low. Real motherfucking me talk, man. Real motherfucking talk. You know, I want to get into Taye Diggs right fast. You know, this Taye Diggs situation is a little bit interesting because Taye Diggs is now with who? April Jones, Omarion ex-girlfriend. And I didn't know who Taye Diggs was with before that. I didn't know really nothing about Taye Diggs' personal life, really. You know, I knew him from acting and stuff like that. Great actor, but didn't know his personal life. I didn't know his ex-wife was a white woman. And I didn't know he was with this white woman for like over 10 years type show or something, for a long period of time. I didn't know this. And not that I truly give a fuck, going based off the shit I was saying earlier. But it's interesting because his ex-wife came out and said that she believes that the reason that they ended up getting divorced is because Taye Diggs was feeling the pressures from his own community. Him being on the cover of what was like the Ebony magazine or something like that, being like the one of the sexiest black men in the world, and his wife is a fucking Jewish white woman. Like, she said like she truly felt that's what the fuck it was in her relationship. And that's interesting to me because I want to first know, you know how when niggas break up with a nigga do something to a chick or they have a fallout, she'll come out and say his dick little or his dick was weak or something like that. You know how they always say some shit like that. Is this the new yo dick little for white women? Like if a white woman's with a black dude, you know what I'm saying? She can just come out and say, he fell to the purse of his own community. Is that what that is now? Because look, I ain't going to lie to you. I can see how that can play a part in it. But I don't think it's that deep for a nigga like Taye Diggs. And I'm going to be honest. Like, if Taye Diggs, if we looked at Taye Diggs like a real nigga, then I think, yeah, maybe. But I've never really heard the talk or the rumblings about Taye Diggs having a white wife in the first place for that to even be a problem. Now, as a black man, look, I can admit, bro, there's certain areas he may have felt a little wild walking with Shorty. Like, walking with Shorty to a fucking me fish fry, you know what I'm saying, made it feel a little weird, you know what I'm saying? Walking with Shorty, you know what I'm saying, on the Ebony magazine set, probably a little bit weird. It ain't nothing but black people in that motherfucker. You walking through here, you the blackest nigga in here, you walking through here with a fucking white woman. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's been times when he was walking with Shorty, even though he loved her, even though this was his woman. I know there's times when he walking and he felt those eyes and he felt, and in those moments he was thinking, what was these people thinking? Or God damn it, I know what these people are thinking. Now in those moments you have to say, I don't give a fuck, or I do give a fuck. But over time that does get exhausted. That over time, why continue to go through that when I can just go be with somebody that I can love just as equally, if not more, and not have to have my defensive walls up on goal or all the time in public or have to worry about people voicing their fucking opinions. I can see him having an issue with that. I can totally see it, but I don't know if it's 100% accurate. Because if he was with you for all those times, I mean, it's not like you just turn white one day. You know what I'm saying? It's not like just one day he woke up and like, who the fuck are you? Like, no. You always been this white woman. And you've always been with this black man. And quite honestly, how can you be with somebody that you know is uncomfortable truly being with you? As a man, I'm never going to be with the woman who I don't feel is 100% into this with me. There's no way I would even put myself through that. You have to have more self-respect for your fucking self, bitch. See how shit turned on you? You trying to say this nigga fell victim to the pressure of his people. What if he truly just fell out of love with you? What if that pussy wasn't hitting for shit no more? Like,
wow.
Bitches just act like that don't happen. What if you started getting lazy in bed, bitch? What if you stopped doing that trick with your tongue, ho? What if you stopped doing things he liked? What if he seen April Jones and was like, nah, that's the motherfucking me one. What if that's the case? Because even April Jones, yeah, she's black, but she's clearly mixed. She clearly got some, you know what I'm saying, Asian in her family, you know, and all that shit. So it's like for you to even say that is wild. And for you to be a white woman saying that, we ain't accepting that. If Taye Diggs came out and said that, cool. But as a white woman, talking about a nigga being uncomfortable around his people, lady, from me to you, let me say this from all the friends of the show. Shut the fuck up and eat a bag of dicks, bitch. Are you crazy?
Wow.
Fuck? Martin Luther King ain't die for you to voice your opinion on that, bitch. But shut your fucking mouth. Okay, and we are back.
Wow.
Just took a quick hiatus, you know what I'm saying, in the middle of recording to watch the Francis Ngannou versus Tyson Fury fight. And I got to be honest with you, man. That fight was much, much better than I thought it was going to be. Like, I wasn't hyped for this fight leading up to it. Today, for some reason, I wanted to make sure I saw it. And me and my man, we was talking earlier, you know what I'm saying? We putting our betting slips together and shit like that. And we both was like, man, fuck no, we not putting no money down on this fucking Francis Ngannou versus Tyson Fury fight. It just, to me, my view on boxing, there was no way that Francis Ngannou was going to win this fight. There was no fucking way. My view on boxing, I think it's one of the most rigged sports fucking ever. Like, if Francis would have won this fucking fight, which after the performance that man just put on, fam, I can honestly sit here and say, bro probably won that fight. Me personally, when the fight first kicked off, you know what I'm saying? He looked good. He looked decent. Round three, when he actually dropped Tyson Fury, I'll repeat, he dropped Tyson Fury.
Wow.
That's when I hit my mans and I said, yo, put money on Francis immediately. Now, me personally, I didn't think Francis was going to win the fucking fight. I'm leaning towards a draw. At this moment in time, yo, he just dropped this nigga. And nothing that Tyson Fury did in that fight equaled the damage that Francis put on him. I mean, Tyson Fury had fucking black eyes. He had fucking scrapes, cuts over his eyes and shit. Like, I ain't saying this, he got his ass beat. But if both them men walked up to me right now, I can clearly identify a nigga who just got out of a fucking fight. That fight alone, Tyson Fury didn't look like Tyson Fury. And a lot of times, that's what plays into these factors, man. It's kind of like what happened when you had Volkanovski versus Islam the first time around. A lot of times you have when you had Amanda Nunes going against Juliana Pena, although Pena won, a lot of times, man, when you have a person who's being viewed as the dominating A side of the fight, when the B side comes in and they put up an actual good fight, sometimes that alone can have people thinking that that person won. And that's why I say Volkanovski and Islam. When I first saw that fight live, I thought Volkanovski won the fight. And I'll admit, I fed into the crowd. You know what I'm saying? The crowd was, he was at home. The crowd was on his side. He didn't get his ass whooped like everybody else that fucking come across Islam do. He was defending takedowns and shit like that. He even dropped the nigga. I'm like, fuck, Volkanovski won the fucking fight. But every time I went back and watched that goddamn fight leading up to the rematch, it was clear to me that Islam won that fight 4-1.
Wow.
Because all those other factors, and I'm thinking about all the other guys who came up and got their ass whooped, it skewed my thinking of the fight. And I bring it up to say maybe that could be something that's going on with this fight. This is over there in Saudi Arabia. You got the crowd screaming Francis fucking name. He's putting on a better performance than any of us thought he would. He actually dropped the nigga. He was showing some technicality in the fucking ring. He looked like a nigga. If this was 10 years ago, boxing would have their next motherfucking star. But do those factors factor in him getting a possible decision? Me personally, I thought it was going to end up in a tie. I thought he was going to get that knockdown. I thought he was going to hold his own throughout the remainder of the fight. But Tyson Fury would clearly be outboxing him, which to me leads to a motherfucking tie. Which also, this being a non-title fight exhibition, the tie just felt, you know what I'm saying, just like the right thing to motherfucking me do. But once you get to the end and you see they brought out a motherfucking me belt for this.
Wow.
How is this a non-title fight? But a nigga's getting a fucking title. Like, he got a belt from this shit, and the belt looked absolutely amazing. But it also lands to the point that boxing would have took a black eye if Francis would have won this. And the amount of money that's going in Saudi Arabia right now, there's no way that the first time they open the doors up to this beautiful arena that they have over there for the world's biggest fight, the world's biggest crossover fight in history, there's no way they was going to let that fucking fight end in a draw. They knew from the get-go they was going to hand that belt over to Tyson Fury, which all of us thought was going to happen in the first place. But once you see him in there not looking like Tyson Fury, once you see fucking Francis Ngannou controlling the motherfucking me ring, drop the nigga. If he didn't drop him, I'm cool. But once you drop the nigga and you the one who put the most damage on there, a draw just seemed the only motherfucking me possible option. But maybe I'm just tight that I just lost some money. I don't fucking know. But I do think it's incredible that, you know, Francis Ngannou went there and put on that performance, man. That trio of, you know, Francis Ngannou, Israel Adesanya, Kamaru Usman. I remember, what was it, a year ago, maybe 2 years ago at the most, when they all had belts and they all was on their Black Panther shit, putting up the Wakanda sun, all that shit. And it was a beautiful thing to see in the UFC. And like I always say, you know what I'm saying? Like I always, motherfucking life comes at you fast. Israel Adesanya, That nigga ain't got the belt no more. He been getting his ass whooped a lot. Kamaru Usman, he ain't got the belt no more. He been getting his ass whooped a lot. Yes, Francis did win his belt. He defended his belt, but he ain't even in the UFC no more.
Wow.
Not a choice, of course, but the facts are the facts, right? So it's good to see the last time we seen Francis was in a UFC fight. The last thing we was hearing about Francis was him having all these contract problems, and you see him land a big fight with Tyson Fury, and we all just expect him to be taking him, you know what I'm saying, a money fight to go get his ass open. To see him go in there and prove not only me wrong, but the entire fucking world, like the entire combat sports world, was absolutely wrong about you, Francis Ngannou. And I can only imagine what that feels like right now, to come from where you come from, and those sand mines, shit like that, to be, in my eyes, the baddest motherfucking me man on the planet. Man, that shit, that's a story for your motherfucking ass, man. It truly is a story for your ass. And I hope not, and I hope nothing but big things for Francis. I know he got the PFL deal, I think it's with, to where he can do both crossover, like crossover fights and shit like that. I think he even got some type of stake into the motherfucking company or something. He got some of the big position with the role or with the company, or he got some type of stake with the company. Like, to see what Francis has done business wise from what the fuck he just was a few years ago, man, that shit is amazing, bro. I don't think no sport other like fighting, combat sports, like fighting and motherfucking UFC, boxing and UFC, those two fight sports right there, bro. I've always just been enamored with how these niggas become millionaires off they motherfucking me hands, bro. Like, I've always just sat back like, damn, like a motherfucker said, they put their blood, sweat, and tears, and they grinded for that shit. Like, imagine Mayweather looking at all his shit and then just looking down at his motherfucking me hands like, he beat niggas ass for that shit, bro.
Wow.
Like, he ain't shoot no basketball. It ain't because he can jump high. You know what I'm saying? Because he can run a fast 40. None of that shit. It ain't because he was a naturally fat motherfucker, so now he on the offensive line. No, fuck no. It's literally because this nigga got discipline, and this nigga been beating niggas ass for everything he got. Shit like that has always blown my mind, bro. Like, that's a different level of getting shit out the mud, man. So to see Francis' story be what it is right now and what it's going to continue to be, it's fucking phenomenal to see, man. Keep doing your motherfucking me thing and keep holding it down for the people that come from where you come from. And that's what all this shit is always about. It's about just giving influence to people that look like you or come from where you come from. And shit, it's probably kids in them sand mines right now that shit know, like, nigga, if Francis did it, that's all it be taking to get somebody to the next stage in life, bro. That's all it ever takes. It's when they can see somebody that look like them, shit, talk like them, eat the same shit that they eat. Like, it just takes certain small shit, bro, for people to be impacted and change their motherfucking lives forever. So I can only imagine all the kids in them fucking sand mines and shit like that when they get wind of what the fuck he pulled off today and what he, I think he getting $10 million for this motherfucking me fight. Like,
wow.
I think he like $10 million for the fight, bro. So like, at least that. So it's like, come on, man. That nigga just did something that nobody thought was possible and just put on the biggest crossover fight in history. Hats off to motherfucking me, Francis Ngannou, man. Real talk. But I think that's all we got, man. Great episode. Episode 180, motherfucking me 3. Let's make sure, let's go through the document, make sure we didn't miss any motherfucking me thing. We have black women being the enemy for black men, us being the only race to highlight our scum, Tyrese ex-wife speaks out on an unfortunate reality of self-sabotage in her relationship, Kris Jenner thought the grass was greener, did Taye Diggs fall victim to pressure of his own people. Also, we talked about Francis Ngannou, and we talked about the stereotypes and women and men growing up and all that other shit as well. You know what I want to say before I get up out of here? You know what's one of the most wildest shit that I've seen recently? They have an Elvis movie coming out, right? And it's about Elvis's wife, I believe. It's about the little girl he married. I believe she was like 13 years old.
Wow.
And I've only seen the trailer one time. I refuse to go back and watch it. So if I'm saying some shit that's not entirely correct. Suck my dick, bone drop. I need to say this. From the what I seen from this trailer, this is some type of fucking love story. This is some type of girl going off and, you know what I mean, like being this lucky girl and Elvis wants to be with her and shit like that. Elvis getting permission from her father and shit like that. Let me just come out and say this shit, bro. This shit is sickening. Elvis was a sick fucking pedophile rapist. He's a sick fuck. Those parents that let that little girl go off and get married to this nigga because he was fucking Elvis need they ass whoop. Fuck whoop. They need to die. Well, I'm pretty sure they dead already, but they shouldn't have lived a long, healthy motherfucking life. What the fuck is this movie about, man? What? Why? Why? Who is this bitch? Fuck this bitch. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about her. Fuck her. I don't want to see no fucking movies about her. I don't want to see no fucking movies about her. And there's scenes of her reading letters or something from Elvis, you know what I'm saying, blushing and shit. I don't want to see that shit. This ain't no fucking American love story. This ain't some shit that should be plastered on an 80-inch goddamn screen with all the surround sound you need. This ain't no fucking movie that niggas need to be seeing, man. Y'all don't hold that nigga accountable for the nasty motherfucker he was. Y'all damn sure don't hold him accountable for stealing black people music. Y'all can't at least hold this nigga accountable for being a freaky, nasty, disgusting bastard. But R. Kelly the bad guy, right? Russell Simmons is the bad guy and shit. But fucking Elvis, he marrying 13-year-old girls and shit. Hell, right? They knew shit was wrong. R. Kelly was trying to, when he married Aaliyah. Y'all don't say shit about this bitch-ass Elvis. Nigga been dead for how long? And he still got billboards up and shit in Memphis. Y'all go tore his motherfucking house. Where he had them little girls busting that shit open. That shit is disgusting, man. That nigga's a fucking piece of shit. No fucking movie about the little girl Elvis was with. Yeah, you fucking serious, man. Who's the nigga that wrote this shit, man? Hold on, man. I'm sorry. I'm fucked up. We taking it there. I'm so sick and tired of being fucking sick and tired, man. What's this Elvis movie, man? What's the Elvis movie with his daughter? What's this bitch name? Priscilla? Was the bitch name Priscilla? The bitch name is Priscilla, man. The fuck out of here. Who wrote this bullshit, man? Hold on, man. I'm hot. I'm fucking hot. Who wrote this bullshit? Starring Jacoby Ellerdy, Kaylee Spaney. The fuck out of here. Vernon Presley. Who the fuck is... Oh, it's a nigga playing. I was going to say, I thought they had a nigga named Vernon Presley in this movie. I was going to beat his ass. But this movie is fucking this is disturbing, man. You look at the trailer, he teaching this little girl how to shoot guns. They on the little horse thing that go around in circles. What grown ass man has been on that? He ain't been on that with his fucking kids.
Wow.
How you riding the motherfucking me merry-go-round with the little girl you finna go home and fucking marry and fuck?
Wow.
You
wow.
Motherfucker.
Wow.
This shit
wow.
is sick, man. It's a movie in 2023 about this shit. Man, I swear to God. I swear to fucking God. I'm going to watch the movie. Because I hope I'm wrong. I hope that this is a surviving Elvis. I hope this is a motherfucking surviving Elvis. I'm going to bootleg this motherfucking movie. And I'm going to watch this shit. This better be a fucking surviving Elvis, B. I don't want this nigga's on a merry-go-round, man. He taught her how to drive. You know what? We're going to end it right there, man. I'm out this motherfucker, man. Hey, yo. Look, man. Great episode. Clearly, it's a whole lot of shit going on, as you can see. Oh, my fucking God. Look, man. DJ, drop that fire-ass beat, my boy. He was on the fucking merry-go-round. I've never even done merry-go-round in my fucking life. Only time I've ever seen that shit is when they got the fathers and the parents and shit, little girls and shit. You know, she's so trying to get that moment, make those memories. You doing that for the bitch? You know what? All right, man. Y'all know we give it up on this side, man. It's all love these ways. Never let them sidetrack you with bullshit. Always keep the main thing the main thing. Stay safe, stay sharp, stay sane. And how is another episode? We out. Peace. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know no more. Maybe I'm tripping. Like, I don't look, man. You know, I'm gonna leave it at that. Episode 183. Thin line between jeans and the sand. Hosted by yours truly. O to the motherfucking G. I felt good today. Glad to get back to the swing of things a little bit. Look, man, this better be a fucking surviving Elvis, man. I don't even understand. This woman is probably one of the most famous, you know what I'm saying? She's probably one of the more famous fucking victims of statutory rape, of a little girl of their family, parents selling her off. She's probably the most famous victim of that shit, bro. And y'all decided to make a movie about the POV of the little girl who's entering a relationship with an adult man.
Wow.
I think we got so far into talking about there not being transgenders and LGBTQ plus shit on like TV and cartoons and shit. I think we got so far off into that bullshit that we letting shit like this slide. Like shit like this is being acceptable now because we all diverting our attention to telling motherfuckers not to chop their own dicks off. When really we should be talking about the motherfuckers who was using their dicks to fuck little kids. You motherfuckers make me sick, man. Right, with that being said, I'll let y'all know how I let y'all, man. Peace.
Welcome to Raw is
OG. Hatch, man, you know the fuck that nigga. Play on me, man.
I fell to my fucking knees, man.
Man, I fell down to my knees when the law came.